This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com for Wednesday, December 20, 2017. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, a judge concluded Tuesday that prosecutors did not prove that Christiana Alexandru could see the 75-year-old woman she struck while driving on Central Street in Peabody 4.5 years ago, nor that she realized she had struck a person when she drove away. Salem Superior Court Judge Kenneth Salinger found the 30-year-old Alexandru of Danvers not guilty of charges of negligent motor vehicle homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash after about 2 hours of deliberation and 2 days of testimony. The August 9, 2013 crash killed Patricia Flory, who was crossing the street but not in a crosswalk when she was struck by Alexandru's 1996 Saturn. Salinger said in announcing the verdicts Tuesday that he credited the testimony of another driver, Oscar Mazariegos, in reaching his conclusion. More on this story in today's Salem News, written by Julie Manganis. The former Marion Court College property in Swampscott has been sold. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the owner of more than a dozen North Shore strip malls, has added President Calvin Coolidge's summer White House to its portfolio. Known these days as the White Court Estate, the 28-room oceanfront mansion and former Marion Court College on Littles Point Road in Swampscott was purchased by C.C. White Court LLC, an entity of CenterCorp Retail Properties, on Monday for $2.75 million, that according to the Southern Essex District Registry of Deeds. Thomas Grillo and Gayla Cawley write on today's front page of the Daily Item of Limb that the 6.2-acre property is assessed for $5.8 million and includes two buildings, green space, and it was built in 1895. CenterCorp property principals Andrew Rose and Mark Kyman, who live in the town, said that they are exploring development options for the property. Quote, "We are still working on a plan," Rose said. "We will do what's right for the neighborhood." Alice Patorek, a spokeswoman for Sisters of Mercy, the America's Northeast Community, Inc., the seller, said plans for the historic home include age-restricted housing. Sean Fitzgerald, town administrator, said that there is a need for senior housing in Swampscott. The town's demographics are changing. Residents are getting older, and they're looking for more options to stay here, he said. But I want to reserve judgment until we see more about the details from the new owners. Historians say that Coolidge chose Swampscott as a vacation spot. The former Massachusetts governor liked the waterfront location a few miles from Beacon Hill. Typically, he and First Lady Grace Coolidge stayed the summer, and they could be seen walking their white collie on the grounds. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Limb and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, don't be alarmed by the loud noises and apparent smoke coming from the Salem Harbor footprint later this week. It's actually steam, and it's just the $1 billion project cleaning out its pipes. The project is still a long way from being done, and due to significant delays on that front, footprint is vulnerable to possible penalties for the entity that manages the New England power grid. Sometime later this week, the new natural gas-firing power plant will conduct what in the industry is called hot commissioning, explained Footprint Chief Operating Officer Scott Silverstein. He's also quoted as saying, this is the beginning of the process of starting up the turbines and boilers and getting those up and running. The process starts with cleaning out pipes connected to the plant's four gas and steam turbines, which will blow out any small construction debris from welding and other work. More on this story, written by Dustin Luca, in today's Salem News. And Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, walk-on fees for Singing Beach in Manchester by the Sea will increase from $5 to $7 this coming summer. Selectmen voted in favor of the price hike based on a recommendation from the Finance Committee and the Parks and Recreation Department at a meeting on Monday night. Town officials are hoping to offset upcoming expenses with added revenue. Town officials also went through a preliminary budget review at the meeting and estimate that the town will see a spending increase of $940,000 for the next fiscal year. The price increase for walk-on beachgoers will go into effect this coming season, right around the third week in June. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.